Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah.
Yes.
What's our contact info?
We have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
We didn't really get any texts this week except from your buddy James, which was a picture. He's like, Vicky, since I'm not allowed to decorate pumpkins anymore, do you want it? And I've seen this on rolling around the internet and it has the tag, so obviously he didn't make it. But it's a black pumpkin that was painted with a makeshift ball gag. And they put zippers over the eyes, so the whole pumpkin looks like a gimp mask.
Oh, I love that.
That is awesome. I would totally do something like that if I didn't have children in my neighborhood.
That's naughty. I would still do it if I did have children in my neighborhood. They just think it's really creepy and not know what the hell it was anyway.
Right. It's the parents like, oh, this is awful. I'm like, how do you know what it is? You filthy, filthy maggot. What?
What?
Don't worry about it. speaking of that, like, it's not even the holiday time, and that's usually like maybe the week or two before Thanksgiving all the way through, you know, January 2nd. I feel like it's just constant go, 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 stress. Like, make your plans months ahead of time if you want to hang out during that time. Because
I feel like that starts right as October hits.
Right. Like, well, I don't feel super stressed, but this year I totally am feeling it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, I realize tomorrow is Halloween.
Oh, man, I can't believe it hasn't happened already. Jeez.
Right. I feel like Halloween has been forever.
For an entire month, I feel like.
Two months, really.
I really feel like people have celebrated every damn day in October.
My thing is I need to finish my costume for tomorrow.
Oh.
And I just have to paint it, which doesn't take long. I just need to make a stencil. That's the annoying part.
Well, and you haven't dressed up at all this year, right?
No, I was supposed to go out this last Saturday. Mm-hmm. Let me paint you the picture. It started off as we were going to go out to Seattle like we always do, like go party it up. And I was told pub crawl. When I hear pub crawl, I'm thinking like dirty old bars,
mm-hmm.
you know, multiple of those. But I hate that the term pub crawl could mean going to multiple clubs.
Mm. Like, or a mixture of both, kind of.
Right.
You never really know what you're going to get.
Right. I like more like, let's check out the different, I don't even know how to say the word anymore.
What
ambiances?
Oh, the ambiance. Yeah.
I got paranoid that I was saying it in Spanish.
No, that's right.
But like, you know, different kinds of bars. Like, hey, this bar has pool and, you know, darts. Or this bar has a bunch of cool video games. Or
this bar has a lot of whiskeys. This bar is good for beer. Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like a pub crawl unless you're specifically doing like a nightclub thing, like the onesie pub crawl, quote unquote, mm-hmm. where you just go dance in onesies, which I think is hilarious.
And really sweaty.
Oh, yeah. God.
Really hot. I could not even imagine that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was very. Like, most of us had, like, to take our onesies off and tie them around our waist.
Oh, yeah.
It was bad. But I don't want to go to clubs anymore.
Mm.
Like, I will every now and then.
Yeah.
But, like, I really didn't.
If I force you to.
I'm going to be in Philadelphia for your birthday.
I know. You're not even getting an invite. Don't worry. I know.
No, I'm just saying, blame your dad. Don't blame me.
I'll blame both of you still.
Well,
let's
like,
get
blame
real.
Him.
I even told him, I was like, you're taking Vicky for my damn birthday.
Yeah, that's his fault. So don't blame me.
He's like, I'm not taking your brother at least. And I was like, okay, good point.
I told him like multiple times, by the way, hey, this convention, it's on Sarah's birthday.
He doesn't give a. He literally booked it before even asking me.
Right. So
we're beefing.
Oh, yeah. So note that I reminded him multiple times. I was on your side.
Thank you.
Anywho. But that is one of the million things I have going on. I didn't really want to go to a nightclub.
Yeah.
And I think half the people that were going don't even drink anymore or can't drink.
You definitely have to be in the mood for a nightclub, and especially Halloween weekend.
I was going
to
say, the weekend before Halloween.
It's always crazy.
I think I did that last year and kind of regretted it.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot for sure.
So we decided, you know what? There's this event going on in Marysville. Let's go do this, like where we all live. It's smaller. It seems
a little more tame.
21 and over. So the day comes, and I realize that I'm missing pieces of the costume because certain, like, I was supposed to get some from certain people and wasn't able to.
Oh.
So I'm like, I gotta go run. I wanna dye my hair. I need to do all these things to get ready for the costume. My friend messaged me. She said, the party that we're going to is only 3 hours long.
Okay, that's kind of perfect
and
for
I'm
you guys.
Like, all right, cool. I'm like, that's fine.
You guys will show up 45, an hour late. You guys will only stay there for an hour and a half.
Like, if we're feeling it, we can go check out some of the other local bars. Mm-hmm. Like, we haven't really done that in Marysville proper yet.
Yeah.
So then she's just messaging me back. Are we just putting a lot of pressure on ourselves for this? Like, to go have a good time? Like, we have to do this? because she pointed out, it's going to take me longer to put my makeup and my hair and everything that she was going to do, because I think she was going to be Bellatrix.
Oh.
So she had a lot of stuff she needed to do.
Yeah. Well, and you kind of did too, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, I mean, kind of. I'm like, we don't have to go out because, I mean, she can't drink right now because she's like on certain medication.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like, how would you feel about like coming over to my house in onesies and just watching Halloween movies?
Was it just you two that were going to go out?
It was me, her husband, another friend of ours, my new roommate.
Uh-huh.
And I think that was it.
So did you guys all go to her place and watch movies?
My new roommate ended up being really sick all weekend anyways. Like, so for the last couple of days, so that made me like, yeah, you could just stay home. Don't get us sick.
Please don't come out with us, whatever we end up doing.
So it ended up being the three of us, and her husband was out playing video games like in the other room, which was fine because it was the three of us cuddled up on the couch. Yeah. All
he was like, I don't really care about these movies. I'm going to go play video games.
Yeah. Like I did my nail. Like I was doing my nails. We had snacks. So it was a lot of fun. I had actually planned to like get my hair and makeup done and like wear the costume and the dress that I bought.
Yeah.
And take pictures and then take it all off. And I got to her house. I was like, that's just...
Dude, you were trying to do it for the gram. Sometimes doing it for the gram is too much work.
I'm too old for the gram, man.
Don't say that. You're not that old at all. There are like 50 million-year-old people on the gram.
Right. But in that moment, I did feel pretty.
Yeah.
And all day, I was just super tired. Like, I took a nap in the middle of the day, and even that didn't help.
Was it one of those, like, you had made plans with someone, but you're, like, secretly hoping they bail out first, but you don't want to be the one that bails? So when you get that text that was like, hey, I'm sick, I don't feel good, can we not? Or, hey, would you rather, like, come over and watch movies instead of go out? You're secretly like, oh, thank the Lord.
It was one of those, like, I knew, like, I still wanted to go out and do stuff, but, mm-hmm. Like right now, like I wish I would have gone out, but I knew that day in that moment I was just not feeling good, not feeling it, just super low energy, and it would have not made for a fun night.
Oh, you don't think so? You don't think like doing the costumes and doing the makeup, you would eventually like been like in the mood?
Right. Like it just, I'm glad I didn't, but I wish I could like have to. I could do it this weekend or something if I wasn't.
I mean, you
busy.
Can. There probably is Halloween stuff going on this weekend. Let's get real.
A little busy this weekend, though.
Oh. I know. Well, it's weird for you because are you going to regret it next year and like try to look at pictures back on this year and you're going to have none, really? Yeah. Or do you care?
I don't know if I care. And like, I do randomly wear makeup and like do the funky hair and makeup.
But not like that, though. Not like dress up as like a character.
It's been a while, but I have done it.
Well, yeah, but you haven't done it in the past like year besides Halloween.
No, but I'm like, I've been kind of tempted to learn to practice. And I also bought a really cute dress that I really want to show off.
Don't waste the dress.
It is so cute. I kind of want to find like a wedding or something to wear it to because it's actually a really nice dress.
Yeah.
So it's just very...
Yeah, I mean, I'm so over it. I honestly don't even know if I'll dress up tomorrow here because I'm like...
You want a onesie?
I don't care.
I have a skeleton onesie
well,
you can wear.
My costume's so easy. It's a long sleeve shirt, yeah. You know? So it's like, if I remember...
Oh, you wore a white cloth.
Yeah, if I remember, I'll remember. If I don't, I've already done the Halloween thing. Mm-hmm. Like...
And you went out this weekend too, right?
No, God, no.
Oh, maybe I was just thinking of the pictures from the previous.
Yeah, no. I went out that one time. I think I'm not really a really big fan of Halloween. I think I'm starting to realize, like, I think it's way too much. Like, my friends are in New Orleans right now. They have a costume for every single different day they're there. And they're there for, like, 5-6 days.
Wow.
And I'm like, that's
too much pressure.
It's too much work, too much energy, too much. Like, I've never really been one to, like, let's do all my makeup and hair just for fun anyway. You know what I mean? So
we did that once.
Well, I mean, twice. If someone else is doing it for me, I'm just tracking. Sit there, yeah. But like me myself, hell no.
Now I'm tracking.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
I've
yeah.
done Day of the Dead Skull makeup on you.
Yeah, which is great, and anyone can do that on me if they want to take their time to do that. But I just don't have the patience or care that much.
That's fair.
So I celebrated once, but I kind of understand like you're
just being over it.
Yeah,
but like we have a Halloween party at work tomorrow, mm-hmm. and we have like the costume contest, and I'm bringing Prince Migs. He's going to be Stitch and I'm going to be Lilo.
That's going to be super cute. At least you'll get pictures with that.
Yeah. So I'm excited I'll have that. I still got to paint the little leaves on my dress.
Oh, man. I don't know how you aren't freaking out.
A little bit because then I realized, oh, crap, I haven't carved my pumpkins yet. And Halloween is tomorrow and we're having a pumpkin carving contest. And I need to keep my title because I won last year.
Oh, man. You're sloughing, girl.
I know.
Oh, geez.
It's been a crazy. That's why I'm saying, like, I'm already feeling the stress. Everything seems to be going super slow and super fast at the same time.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I know that sounds weird and some people might not get it, but.
Like, I can't believe it's already Halloween, but also, like, how isn't it November already?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, Halloween has felt like 3 months.
Mm-hmm. But you haven't gotten anything done yet.
But and that's usually, by now, I already have most of my Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
Like, I have gotten one. Like, I have a bunch in my cart, like, stuff I'm looking at and thinking about for people. But it's like,
Yikes. You got a lot to do today.
Yeah. So I'm going to go home, carve some pumpkins, get some, like, admin-y, like, work, computer work I need to finish.
Mm-hmm.
I have my list somewhere. Where did I put my list? Ah, dang it.
Oh, man.
I have a list. I need to grab my list. I need to watch a show for Geek Nation tomorrow because I really want to talk about it and I want to finish it. And what was the other thing I got to do in my house? Oh, paint. Paint my...
Yeah, do your leaves on your costume. Yeah, come on, girl. I'm even remembering for you.
Oh, my God. It just so much crap.
And you got to get candy for all your trick-or-treaters that you're probably going to have.
I have some candy, but I do need more.
Oh, yeah. Your neighborhood is huge. Mm-hmm.
Just get all the Costco bags.
Oh, yeah, really?
But I just, it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But we also have Live Day coming up. We have...
Oh, yeah, Live Day, November 21st. You can join us.
It's like blowing my mind how much stuff's coming on. It's like, can it just be Christmas already?
You already want it to be Christmas. You want to like... Yeah.
I just want to sleep and not do anything during Christmas break. Yeah. I have zero plans. Okay, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, you have zero plans now.
Well, so I went on a date on Sunday.
Oh!
With a dude.
Okay.
How I met him was I stalked him on Instagram because I thought he was cute. And I started liking all his pictures. I was like, he's really cute, but I don't know what to say. And he even got like messaged me. He's like, oh, it's pretty flattering to have you like all my pictures. I'm like, well, yeah, I can't flirt.
So you just say, yes, it is.
I'm like, yeah, I told him that. I'm like, straight up. I'm like, I can't flirt.
Thumbs up emoji.
So just know that this is me trying to flirt.
I cannot believe. It's so funny what world we're in now. That
with social media?
With liking pictures, that was like your big reach out to kind of say you're interested.
It's like that, like kind of like, hey, notice me kind of vibe. I've had guys do that to me. Like one guy that I was kind of not beefing with, but like I was kind of annoyed by it, and he's like, I'm like lost contact. No, he couldn't contact me. Didn't have my phone number or anything.
Mm-hmm.
He started liking. He found me on Instagram, started liking all my posts.
And was that his like olive branch?
That was kind of him like, hey, want to talk?
Like, and try to work things out?
Yeah.
Oh, did it work?
Kind of.
Did he reach, like, message you? Or
yeah, like, I messaged him, like, dude, what the F?
Oh, see, if someone started liking all my pictures, maybe I would like their pictures back, but I wouldn't be the first one to be like, hey, I'm actually going to talk to you.
Right. I mean, he's also very cute. So, I mean, well, the other guy, the one I was stalking. So, I'm like, if there's somebody cute like that liking my picture, I'd be like, hey, maybe I will. Depends how the mood.
No, you would wait for him to reach out to you.
I would, depending on the mood, as in if I'm drunk or not.
Yeah. Okay, then yeah, maybe.
But yeah, so we ended up talking and had a lot in common. Very down to earth, but very smart. Has a good job.
And he's just a stranger.
He is friends with some of our friends.
Okay, you guys have mutual friends.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
So, and he's in a band, so it's like he's familiar
with
the scene.
He's your type.
Oh, yeah, he looks like my type.
Hey.
And he has a job, like a good job.
Okay, so he's not just a starving musician.
Right. And that's, you know, there's usually something wrong with the guys I'm seeing. Like, you know, oh, he doesn't want kids, or hey, you know,
he's
emotionally unavailable.
Yeah.
I think the only thing, as of now, that is wrong with him, quote unquote, is that he lives like an hour and a half away.
Oh, man, an hour and a half?
I live in Marysville. He lives in Olympia.
Oh, duh. How's that? Like, well, speaking from, like, Seattle terms, because traffic is so bad and stuff, I feel like everywhere kind of takes you 45 to an hour to get to regardless. But the fact that, he's an hour and a half, no traffic?
Mm-hmm.
That's like a road trip.
Yeah, because, like, we ended up meeting up in Tacoma.
Okay, so that's like halfway point kind of for you two?
Ish. Like, I think the more technical halfway point for both of us would be Federal Way.
All right. Okay, so pretty close.
So that's still about an hour, like 50 minutes-ish, depending on how fast I'm driving and which route I'm taking.
Yeah.
So
where'd you guys go?
Went to Dorky's.
Okay, that's a bar.
It's an arcade bar.
Fun.
Had some pizza.
Okay.
Had some strawberry sodas because he doesn't drink, and I love strawberry soda.
Strawberry soda. I haven't had a strawberry soda, I feel like, in years.
Jarritos. But we ended up just we played some games, but we ended up sitting there talking and we didn't realize. I'm like, oh, by the way, I know you have band practice. What time is it? 4 hours had gone by.
Whoa.
Of us talking. I thought maybe an hour. And it's like, I'm like, dude, it is 6 o'clock.
Did he miss band practice?
No, that was right. Like, if he was late, he was only a little bit late, but he was right on time. Like, holy crap, dude. He's like, you're messing with me. He thought I was kidding.
Damn.
Like, it is. And we walked out and it was starting to get dark. It's like, oh, yeah, we had been there for.
Does he talk as much as you do? So the conversation just kind of kept flowing and flowing and flowing.
Oh, yeah. Like, and that's, I think, when you're comfortable with somebody. Like,
yeah, totally.
I talk a lot, but if somebody's not. If you're not vibing and stuff, like, it gets cut off and it's like,
yeah, but you still talk a lot. You'll think of something else to talk about.
Yeah, but it's awkward and it's just like, okay, well, let's go play a game or, okay, nice seeing you. See ya.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Yeah. Or I have to use the bathroom for 30 minutes.
Right. But you find an excuse to kind of like get out of the awkwardness, but it just kind of continuously flowed. We talked about everything. It wasn't small talk. It was
real deal.
About life and like struggles and stuff we like and what we want like in the future. Like, oh, I want to live like on a piece of property one day and have, you know, a mini farm, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, what you want.
So does he want marriage? Does he want kids?
I didn't go that far.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not that deep then.
I mean, but it was fairly deep. Like, I know some pretty, you know, personal stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really good conversation. And so it's kind of hard to like leave after that. Like, we were like, okay, well, we kind of got to go. And we kept talking.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to go.
Maybe we'll see you again.
Yeah. No. Yeah. We both are like, when can we do this? He's like, I'll drive close. Like, I can drive closer to you if that's easier.
Oh,
like, he's down.
Did he kiss you?
No.
Were you feeling it? Were you wanting it?
I was. But like, just even with the conversation, like he's very much the kind of person, like, and I've known males and females to be like this, where they don't do anything with people unless they feel a connection, like sexually.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, let's.
Is that how he is?
Yes.
Oh.
So like, he won't have sex with somebody unless he feels a connection.
Okay. Is that even the same with like kissing and that kind of thing too?
I'm not 100% sure. So I didn't really want to push it.
Yeah.
And I also felt like if I kissed him, I'd want to make out and.
And then have sex.
Well, no,
in the car.
Well, he'd end up being late to band practice. So
I feel like most guys will be late to band practice if they get it.
But yeah, I'm like, well, maybe leave the. It's interesting because I don't know how to act now because I haven't been on like a date in a long time that was. That
good?
Went well. First off, that went really well. Like,
yeah.
Because even the last date I went on, it was kind of like. Yeah, cool, man.
Lackluster.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't get excited. You're excited about this guy.
Right. Like, I love talking to him, and, like, I love being able to get to know him and just joke around and him getting my references. Like, it's...
Yeah.
And well, vice versa.
And I feel like if he is this way about sex, you know, I feel like maybe that's good because you kind of want something more serious and you want to stop hooking up.
Right.
And now I feel like it's in his court to make the first move. Like, okay, you'll kiss me when you're ready or when you feel the connection or when it's strong enough for you, kind of thing. So maybe that's good.
Yeah, so it's like,
So Vicky's got a crush.
I have a big crush. He's
okay.
Super cute, super sweet, like super vibing. Like, we like all the same dumb stuff.
And so how's it been since? So it's been like 3 days after, right? Because this is on Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. We've been texting every day. The only other problem besides him living far away is that he just literally last week got his schedule shifted.
Oh.
So now he's a night person.
Woo! My boyfriend's is on nights this week, and it's weird.
Like, he goes into work around the time I'm ready, either going to sleep or about to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets off around the time I'm getting ready.
You're
to
waking
go to work.
Up, yeah. Yeah.
Especially, like, our schedule isn't easy either.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely one of those things that. Well, he lives so far away, though, because I was going to say he'll wake up around maybe 2-3-ish or something. And then you guys could like have lunch or have a little date before he has to go to work.
Luckily, because he has such weird hours and longer hours some days than others, he has 3 days off.
Oh,
so he's got Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Right, because he probably works like 4 tens or something. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good because then he can always make the road trip to your house and then he could stay a few nights.
Right.
So then he doesn't have to drive 3 hours in one day.
So we can just figure out when my brother's going on a.
Well, no, your brother can be here. He knew what he was signing up for when he was living with you.
But there's something different.
Well,
I think in my brain, like, I can hook up with a dude and be like, yeah, dude, don't worry about it. Like, it's just a dude. It's my buddy. Don't worry. It's like just my bang buddy.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, cool, whatever. But then, like, when it's somebody like I actually like, and if my brother gets comfortable around him, he will act like my little brother.
Annoying as fuck.
Basically, he gets all goofy and...
Well, would your brother do that with, like, the first time, like, him coming over and stuff?
I think it,
like,
depends on the vibe of the person. Because, like, my buddy Wyatt was at my house and we were girl talking is what we call it. Because we'll just, like, okay, what's going on in your life? What's going on? Like, gossipy. And... My brother comes by and it's like, hey, what's up? It's like, hey, remember why? And he's like, yeah. Why? It's like, man, I was expecting like a half naked hug from you, man. And my brother comes out and like rips his shirt off and like jumps at him.
Aww.
Like, if he feels like the vibe's there, like to be goofy, he will be. And now that he's more comfortable, like, you know, he was really stressed for a while, but now he's more comfortable with living with me. And then even with my new roommate, he's gotten really comfortable with her. So like now they're buddies.
So do you think he would be that comfortable that fast with this guy?
Maybe.
Hey, maybe that's a good thing then.
I know, but my brother, when he gets comfortable,
he's a weirdo.
More so than me, I think, sometimes.
Oh, wow. He'll start in the family.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You betcha. He'll start, like, jumping on me, like, when we were little kids, like, fake wrestle and just, like, being really obnoxious. But that, like, when it's just me and him, I think it's funny.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude, I have a guy here.
Stop. I'm trying to impress him. Like, leave me alone.
I'm like, he doesn't need to know how crazy we are yet.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe go on a few more dates with him and then bring him over.
But this was actually something I was going to ask, because I get a lot of my relationship advice on TV shows, and that's not a good thing.
Well.
So one of the things I notice is when they say, like, oh, you're going on a trip with him. That's a big step. Right?
Yeah.
So we had both mentioned, like, we both love the Oregon coast. I love Seaside. I love Astoria. And I was talking about how I really want to go. I have some coupons left over to go to a hotel.
Yeah.
And I've stayed down there before at that hotel, and I love it. And I was like, I just can't, you know, around the holidays, November, December, it's really hard to, you know, pick the days. And then I got, you know, foster baby. Also, I got to take care of some days. Mm-hmm. So, like, really the only time would be, like, a weekend. And I'd want to stay for more than 2 days, because if you're driving all the way down, you want to stay for, like, a couple days and then drive back up. And he's like, well, like, at the end of the day, he's like, well, let me know if you need somebody to go to Seaside with you. And I'm like, that'd be so much fun. I think we'd have a blast, because I love that he's a combo of, like, a mix of, like, masculine and feminine. Like, he's very sensitive. Like, he's like, oh, man, I was playing with a band that I really, really love, and I just started kind of crying while I was playing because I was just so excited and so happy.
Cute.
But also, he knows how to work with his hands. He's very...
Knows how to fix things. Yeah. So he can get down and dirty.
Put that tool belt on. I'm going to jump you.
Yeah, right?
So it's like, oh, my God, this is awesome. But when do you go... Like, when are certain levels of... stuff, because normally you know moving in with a guy after 3 months, that's not a great idea. Maybe after a year and a half. But like, when do you go on a trip with somebody? When do you introduce someone to your parents? When do you tell your parents? I don't tell my parents anything about the dudes I'm dating.
Well,
like, when do you do all that? I don't, that's what I need help with.
Okay, so me with J-Rubs, we didn't move in with each other till almost a year and a half in.
And that was also had special circumstances, because your dad was involved.
Yes, yes.
You all live together.
Yeah, my dad had to approve that, and now we're all wonderful roommates. Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Mom, for really asking Dad for me, because I was so nervous. But it was the year, it was getting in the way of our relationship, and we only lived like 20 minutes away.
Well, yeah, because you're different hours. And
we would not see each other, because he would fall asleep before me, and I would still be at work, you know, vice versa, all this crazy stuff. So... that really, really has helped, I will say. And I think I introduced him. It was about 6 months into the relationship he met my dad. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he was over. I mean, it just kind of happened naturally. And I was like, okay, like, this is a dude that I really, really, really like. Actually, let's get real. I loved him, because I loved him within, like, the first month of dating him, because, like, I'm girl.
And he's
a good dude. Awesome. I dated, loosely termed, like, multiple guys before him, but... never did I introduce him to my dad, because I was like, I don't think this is going to last. You're just fun, and we're just, you know, hanging out. But, oh, a trip, though. I mean, December is pretty soon.
Yeah, that's like less than two months.
Yeah, it's around 2 months away. But I feel like if you guys, like, hang out and, like, vibe more and still get along as much as you did the first date, then hell yeah, go for it.
2 months isn't too...
I mean, it's weird. It could definitely either make or break it. Right. I mean, you guys will know right off the bat, like, hell yeah, this is dope, or this is way too much time together. This mm-hmm. is not going to work, which could be scary.
Which, I mean, at that point, I mean, it does get it over with at the beginning.
It does. I mean, we had that coworker here who literally moved in with her boyfriend, what, after like a month or two? Mm-hmm. And she was she said she was in love. She was for sure was going to marry him. And 6 months later, like, done. The whole relationship right. just kind of burned.
I don't think they even speak to each other anymore.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was like, yeah, it was too fast to move in together. But I feel like we're at that age where we kind of want to see if this is actually going to go anywhere soon or not. Mm-hmm. So I say, yeah, go for it. Go to Seaside.
Just have it open, like the possibility.
The possibility for sure. I would say definitely try to hang out with each other.
A couple more times.
At least. But yeah, if you guys still are vibing, and it's always fun to go on vacation with someone you're interested
in. And I haven't been on vacation in a long time where it's just, I can relax. I want to sleep in and like just go eat tasty foods. And he is a foodie, so he loves to cook and knows good places to eat.
Yeah, and you don't have to take care of anyone. And it's kind of like, it's fun to go with your friends. It's fun to go with your family. Mm-hmm. But like having someone that you're like romantically interested in, it just kind of makes the whole vacation a different vibe.
Right.
It kind of, for me, like I feel excited for you. Mm-hmm. Like the little butterflies. Like, oh, this is a new guy. I'm interested. Like, what if we go on vacation in the summer? Like, you know, oh, so romantic.
That's but it is. When's he going to kiss me? Like,
yeah.
And I really, really, really hope he's not listening to this podcast.
I really hope he is. Can we give him a nickname? Or what's his real name? We could say his real name if you want.
I don't know. I feel like a nickname.
Like you tell us.
I think a nickname is funnier because, I mean, even your guy has a nickname. We've said his name, but, like, he has a nickname.
Plus, I get you don't want to say his real name yet.
Especially since, like, it's been one date. We're planning all these trips.
It's only been a few days, Sarah.
Like, oh, God. I don't know. Maybe we'll have one for next week.
Okay. Well, yeah. When do you guys have, like, are you guys seeing each other again? Do you guys have something planned?
Well, so this weekend is pretty stacked because mm-hmm. I have Extra Life that we're going to be doing
on
Saturday.
Anyone wants to join.
Yes. So Extra Life is a big thing that goes around, like, all over the world. It's a 25 gaming charity event.
25 hours of gaming.
It started, like, it's from 8 o'clock on Saturday to 8 o'clock a.m. on a Sunday, and it's because of the time change you fall back, so that's how you get that extra hour.
Which I didn't even know it was
Daylight Saving.
Yeah. Thanks for saying that.
That's the only reason I know is because of Extra Life going on. But this year we're actually doing it bigger than we've ever done it before. Like, ooh. It's always been, like, we've done, BJ Geek Nation has been a part of it for like a year or two, but this year we're going all out.
Okay.
So we're getting multiple cameras. We're like, last year they did costumes. We're doing costumes and backgrounds and like multiple camera angles so you can actually see what we're doing better. We're going to have game demos. It's going to be at Zulu's Board Game Cafe in Bothell. So if you're in the Seattle, Washington area, come check it out. You can come see us, say hi. They all like, Uli's Famous Sausage has donated sausage, so you can get an Omega dog or like a Seattle dog. And there's going to be like an Omega mac and cheese, which is mac and cheese with pulled pork on top.
Damn.
You can get the pulled pork off it for you, Sarah.
Thanks. And if you can't go to actually Zulu's, you can watch it live on Twitch, right?
Yes, it's on Twitch. If you go to BJ Shays Geek Nation, we'll have links and everything up there. I just did a blog and it has all our information. So if you want to donate to one of us individually, like I had someone
donate for Mickey.
The nudge, he donated $69.69.
Hell yeah. Always vote donate $69.69.
Right. So it's like, if you don't, you can donate for me, you can donate to BJ, you can donate to Joey or even Josh from Board Game Alliance. And they have a group too. So we kind of just kind
so
of.
So are you going to be there the whole 25 hours?
Nope.
Okay. I was like,
it's probably going to be more 12.
That's still a long-ass time.
I know. I was just like, yeah, I'll probably be there till afternoon, early evening. They're like, we'll have you down for 7:45. I'm like, cool.
7:45 p.m.?
Yeah. I'm like, I was going to get there at 7 to help set up.
I like how you say early afternoon, evening, or whatever. Yeah, 7:45 p.m.
Like, that's nighttime, right?
Are you dressing up?
So I'm in charge of the costumes and stuff. And luckily, my friend, who's now my roommate, Jamie from Espionage Cosmetics, kind of hooked me up with some of the cool stuff
they
had. So we're going to be playing an alien-themed game. So she gave me a bunch of like little antennas.
Oh, I love that.
But they look like they were from like a bee costume, one of them.
Oh,
so they're like little antennas with the fuzz balls.
Probably where I have that bee costume, yeah.
So I just started putting like funky like ribbon around it to make them like colorful. So I'm like, they're kind of alien antennas. There's like a bug mask. So we're doing like alien theme. It's going to have like an outer space kind of background.
That'll be fun.
We're not doing it for all the games, obviously, because that would be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
We're doing like a mobster themed game as well.
Oh, man.
So
my dad probably loves that.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be talking in his Italian accent whole time.
It's like, today on the day of my daughter's wedding.
Yeah. The entire time.
You come to me to play at Extra Life.
Yeah. Especially if it's on Twitch. Oh,
right.
Man.
Oh, yeah. And the cool thing is, if you're watching us live on Twitch, you can donate and you can mess with us. Last year, Rev was watching live and he donated like $50 to make them sing the Oh My Darling, Oh My Darling.
Oh.
I think it was that one. I could be wrong. Anywho, but they didn't realize how many verses there was.
That's so cool. So people can donate and be like, hey, now I want you to do this.
Yes, we're your dancing monkeys.
Good.
During this stream.
Ooh, and have them do some weird stuff.
And also, like, if you realize BJ's winning a game, you're like, hey, I'm going to pay, you know, X amount of dollars, and I want BJ to play this card instead or play this way instead.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can make him lose, or you can...
It's like interactive.
Yeah, definitely interactive. So it's going to be full on, like a big production. We're taking over a chunk of Zulu's Board Game Cafe downstairs. But upstairs, there's going to be demos and people gaming. And it's just like a good time. And all, like I said, buy the food. That goes back into Zulu's. We're going to have raffles.
Ooh,
so multiple
some prizes.
Games. Yeah, they have cool board games, like packages, like stuff that is worth a couple $100 that you could win. And
dang.
You can buy tickets. If you're at Zulu's and you buy games anyways, and you get $75 worth, you get a ticket anyways.
Oh, that's cool.
If you buy tickets and you can roll a D20, which is a 20-sided die, and if you hit a natural 20, you get an extra free ticket. So it's just like, you know, let's try it. Get an extra one for free, maybe.
Little fun little games that, you know, probably are impossible. But
on top of that, like the big thing at the very end of the night, it's an auction. I think it's a silent auction. But you could win an autographed Ken Griffey Jr. baseball bat with a certificate of authenticity.
Jeez.
Yeah. So
that's so random for all you gamers.
But like, I mean, there's some people that, you know, collected baseball cards when they were younger too.
Back in the day.
And there's a few people that are like, I want this. I need this. And it's
I want it.
Yeah, it's Christmas time, so right around the corner. So I mean, that might just even be a good gift for somebody in your life.
Mm-hmm. I would not give that away though. Sorry.
No, it's mine. I'm gonna put it in a glass case.
Yeah, I'll put it above my fireplace or something.
Right. That'd be awesome. So you could have a chance to, you know, win. And like I said, all the money goes back to charity. It goes to the Children's Miracle Network, and we're specifically supporting Seattle Children's Hospital.
Mm.
So it's gonna help a bunch of sick kids.
Yeah.
It's a great time. It's a great charity, great event. And so definitely come check us out. I'm going to be doing that all Saturday, pretty much. And so come Sunday, I'm not leaving my bed.
Ooh, that's perfect to tell your mystery man to come join you.
So we'll...
Hey!
You dork.
Let's get real. I would drive an hour and a half to see you, so he probably would too.
I know, you've come to my house.
Exactly, yes. See? I definitely fell asleep, but... I wasn't driving.
Okay. I was like, wait, what?
I took a nice nap.
Oh, but definitely please come hang out with us. That's going to be a great time. And if you are not in the area or not able to go down there and you want to participate in the raffles, like I said, if you go to my blog, I have a link to our photo album or BJ Shays Geek Nation on Facebook. We have all pictures of all the stuff that's going on raffle.
And they can still enter?
Mm-hmm. So you call Zulu's if you can't make it down there. You call them and say you want to buy some tickets and tell them which prize you specifically want to put tickets in for.
Oh, nice. And then they'll call you if you won.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Yep. And we'll be doing other giveaways, too, during the stream. So
yeah.
It's not just the raffle ones. We have a bunch of games, some that were donated from game companies all around, you know, the Washington area.
This is a thing, you guys.
Yeah. Like, this is the biggest we've ever done. We've gotten, like, noticed by a couple of, like, even the people putting on Extra Life in general, they've taken notice.
Wow. And you can come anytime within the 25 hours.
Yeah.
You don't have
to. It's going
to
be open the 25 hours.
Yeah.
So
stop by, say what's up, play a game or two.
Right. But yeah, I think I donated a bunch of my games. Some were that were pretty much new. They've only been played like twice.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of us donated some of our games. So we'll have like packages and stuff like, hey, listen here and you can win during the Twitch stream.
Yay!
So it is a lot of fun. So please donate because we have a goal and we need to make it. Hurry up.
Yeah. We only have like
a couple days.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Another thing I need to do. I have so much stuff to do.
You got this, girl.
Yeah.
And you need to do that guy.
Hey!
But wait for him to make a first move.
Yes. Okay. So we went a little long today specifically because we got a meeting to go to. So we will talk to you guys next week. We'll let you know how Extra Life went and if I, you know, how the date stuff's going.
Yes!
Bye, guys.
Bye.